88.1 FM, WCWP with Bruce and Tamara. Time to say bye-bye. As Tamara said, Southside Johnny Asbury Jukes.
Ashton is out the door.
We don't want to go home.
I kind of do. I'm tired.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Shamari is next.
Oh, I know that it's getting late.
What's homecoming weekend without you and WCWP, Brookville, New York?
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, part of the 40th anniversary of Homecoming Weekend here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And in honor of the 40th anniversary of Homecoming Weekend, this show features songs in five-year increments from 1977 to 2017. We start with a pair of songs from 1977, both debut albums and both named after the artist. First is Spyro Gyra with the first song on their first album, Shaker Song.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, all part of Homecoming Weekend here at 88.1 WCWP.
And that was the Jeff Lorber Fusion with Chinese Medicinal Herbs from their self-titled debut album in 1977. And we began the show with another 1977 song, Shaker Song by Spyro Gyra from Spyro Gyra. Yes, their debut album was also named after them. So we started in 1977, now we jump up 5 years to 1982, and Dave Grusin from his Out of the Shadows album, She Could Be Mine. Maybe, maybe not. FM and WCWP.org. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, and it's the 40th anniversary of Homecoming Weekend, or Old Timers Weekend, as it was known that first year. You just heard Herb Alpert with Fandango from Fandango in 1982, and before that, another 1982 song, She Could Be Mine, by Dave Grusin from Out of the Shadows. So we started the show with two songs from 1977, two from 82, and now we have four from 1987, starting with David Benoit and the first track on his first album with GRP, Freedom at Midnight. It's Homecoming Weekend on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. See what I did there? And it's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. We're in the middle of the 1987 portion of the show, and you just heard George Benson and Earl Clue with Mimosa from Collaboration, their collaborative album. Before that, David Benoit with Freedom at Midnight from Freedom at Midnight, his first album with GRP. He would be with GRP until 2003 in his Right Here, Right Now album. But back in 1987, we have another artist who was with GRP at the time, saxophonist Tom Scott. This is from his Streamlines album, Feet First. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, Homecoming Weekend in full swing, at least until midnight tonight. Dan Siegel with Feelin' Happy wraps up the 1987 portion of the show. And Feelin' Happy is from Northern Nights. Before that, Tom Scott with Feet First from Streamlines. Now we have four songs from a quarter century ago, 1992. And we start with Norman Brown, who debuted in 1992 with Just Between Us. And this is a song I heard all the time on the Weather Channel, who was playing excerpts of contemporary jazz and new age albums during their local forecasts at the time. And this song is Something Just For You, whoever you are.
It's Mike, WCWP, Shamari.
Wait, that's not my middle name. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike, WCWP Shamari, apparently, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Kim Pencil with 3-Day Weekend, which is what Homecoming Weekend is. And that's from the album of the same name, 3-Day Weekend, in 1992, the second song of this 1992 block. The first was Norman Brown with Something Just For You from his debut album, Just Between Us. As I mentioned before, that was played on the Weather Channel during their local forecasts around the time that Just Between Us was out. And I recorded the song off the TV, which is what I did until I had enough money to buy albums. And I finally got Just Between Us, along with After the Storm and Better Days Ahead, about 8 years later in 2000. But back to 1992, the third song is by John Tesh. From his Iron Man Triathlon album, one of two albums he put out that year, the other is The Games. And from Iron Man Triathlon is Group 5.
The WCWP Homecoming Weekend.
Right you are, Ted David. And this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. You just heard the third song of the 1992 portion of the show, John Tesh with Group 5 from Iron Man Triathlon, one of two albums John put out in 1992. At the time, John was in his 10th year of co-hosting Entertainment Tonight, and he helped out in NBC's Olympic coverage, which John Libretto worked on. John Libretto was inducted into the WCWP Hall of Fame back in April, along with John March and Neil Marks. Say that five times fast. John March and Neil Marks. 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 Yeah, that was five. And here's the fourth song from 1992. And it'll take us into hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Boney James and a song from his debut album, Trust.
Meep, meep.
Roadrunner.
It's Homecoming Weekend here on 88.1 FM, WCWP, Brookville, New York.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. For this show, we're playing songs in five-year increments between 1977 and 2017 in honor of the 40th anniversary of Homecoming Weekend, or as it was known the first year, Old Timers Weekend. We wrapped up hour one with the fourth of four songs from 1992. Boney James with Wile E. Coyote's Nemesis Roadrunner from his debut album Trust. Coincidentally, Boney's latest album is called Honestly, Trust and Honestly. And we honestly start hour two with four songs from 1997. The first of those is by Bobby Lyle from his The Power of Touch album, Jubilee, featuring saxophone by Mindy Hebert and Wilton Felder.
The WCWP Old Timers Weekend.
That's Homecoming Weekend to you, and this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, a 40-year musical journey in honor of the 40th anniversary of Homecoming Weekend. We're in 1997, and you just heard the Rippingtons with Angel Fire from Black Diamond, featuring Arturo Sandoval on trumpet. Before that, hour two began with Bobby Lyle and Jubilee from The Power of Touch, featuring saxophone by Mindy Hebert and Wilton Felder. The third song from 1997 features Rippington's saxophonist Jeff Koshua from his second solo album, Walk a Mile, Given In. ...88.1 FM and WCWP.org, Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. That was Joyce Cooling with Imagine That, from Playing It Cool in 1997, the fourth song of the 1997 portion of the show. Before that, the third song in that set, Jeff Koshua with Given In from Walk a Mile. Our next stop is 2002, and we only have two songs from that year, starting with Rollin' by Foreplay, which at the time consisted of Bob James, Nathan East, Harvey Mason, and Larry Carlton. Homecoming weekend rolls on here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. You're currently listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. You just heard two songs from 2002. The most recent of them was Kim Waters and The Ride from Someone to Love You. Love is constant in Kim Waters' albums. Eight of them have love in the title. Before that, Foreplay with Roland from Heartfelt. None of the Foreplay albums have love in the title, but four have four in the title. Foreplay and The Best of Foreplay, along with Four and Esprit de Four. Now for four songs, F-O-R, four F-O-U-R songs from 2007, starting with Chris Geit and a song from his Timeless World album, Groove Detective. FM and WCWP.org. Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari is the show that you're listening to. Rick Braun and Richard Elliott on trumpet and saxophone, respectively, with R&R. Capital R, lowercase n, and capital R. And that was the name of their album in 2007. Before that, the first song of our 2007 set, Chris Geit, with Groove Detective from Timeless World. The third song in this 2007 set is by the recently departed Chuck Loeb from his Presence album, and the name of the song is Window of the Soul.
WCWP Homecoming Weekend.
Homecoming Weekend through midnight tonight, and Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari for the next 15 minutes. You just heard the fourth song from 2007, Brian Simpson with Juicy from Above the Clouds, featuring Kirk Whalum on tenor sax. Before that, somebody who is on the Above the Clouds album, but not on Juicy, the late, great guitarist Chuck Loeb with Window of the Soul from Presence. Chuck Loeb was the third guitarist in the band Foreplay. The first guitarist in Foreplay was Lee Ritenour, who in 2012 released an album called Rhythm Sessions. And the first song on that album was a tribute to Greenwich Village in Lower Manhattan. And the name of the song is simply The Village. One of two songs from 2012. Here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. FM and WCWP.org. We're in the home stretch of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. You just heard two songs from 2012. The most recent was by Vincent Ingala, who was only 19 years old at the time, with Can't Stop Now from Can't Stop Now. Before that, the first of the two songs from 2012, Lee Ritenour with The Village from Rhythm Sessions. Lee was 60 when that came out. The last song of the show is from 2017. It's by David Benoit and Marc Antoine. The name of the song is French Cafe from their collaborative album So Nice. I always enjoy hosting these shows on Homecoming Weekend, and I thank Jeff and Pat Kroll from the bottom of my heart for the opportunity. Enjoy the rest of Homecoming Weekend here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. My name is Mike Shamari, and I'll see you next year. So long.